Welcome to the Mindset Makeover. During this unique show, hosts Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter accompany you on a journey of mindful thinking, true feeling, and clearing mind chatter, all to align you with deep answers and multiple possibilities that help you move forward and live in the now. You become present, clear, and unstuck, and able to live fully led by your heart. Michelle and Lisa invite you to listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song. Open up to what's possible and experience a shift.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible, the show that shifts. I'm Lisa Berry.
And I'm Michelle Carter.
Hello, Michelle Carter. How are you?
Hi.
Guess what today is?
I've been coughing all night. I think I'm clearing. What is today?
Clearing. Yeah. You know what? Let's actually bring that up in a minute about coughing and clearing, because that is something huge for today specifically. But I was going to say, I'm really excited about today of all things. You know how we always say it's the show that shifts? Well, Today really, really, really could be the show that shifts people if they call in to get their winning sweepstakes calendar that we're going to talk about, because we are sponsored and brought to you today by the Canadian Breast Cancer Foundation. And they have fabulous calendars that we're going to be talking about throughout the show, where you could win $1 million. And wouldn't that shift you?
Oh, yeah. I'm buying a bunch of calendars. I want to win $1 million. And support a good cause, too.
Absolutely, yes, and that will be threading that through, because today's show, the cause really, which is the cause of everything, it can help everybody, especially if we're doing the cure and with cancer, but and coughing. Oh, lots of C words going on here. But it's connection, which is another C word. Strengthening the connection is what we're going to be talking about today. How to not feel alone, how to boost the result of your intentions, how to achieve bigger changes. That would be like winning. No, and how to lend a hand. So wait, backing up, coughing. What metaphysical link do you connect coughing with? I just throwing you that question. I know.
It's interesting. It's weird because I got like flash sick on Friday, and it's like fully moved through my body, like all different places, because as it can do. But first, I had sort of a sore throat, and then I had a crazy like then my nose was on, then my nose was better, and now it's this cough. And I do notice though, because I have got coughs before. And they've lasted a long time, but this is not going to last a long time. So there you go, cough.
Okay.
They're often through the trends. So because I know if I look at a pattern in my life, I'm like, oh, anytime I've had a big cough, it's either a big cough or losing my voice. It's often been big transitions. So I'm taking this as it's going to be a big positive transition, because I don't want to go through anything else. And
I like that you gave it an itinerary. You're out. You're not staying long.
You're not staying long. It's weird, though, because I don't really know, because this has happened for sure. But yeah.
I think this is a visitor just for a bit. We're hosting it for a little while when it goes out. Well, each time we do host any kind of illness or disease, which, you know, some people may believe it, some people can just go, that's interesting, food for thought. But each stage of it, like what you just said, it was started in your nose, which usually means something's in your face, like, it's in my face, it's bugging me, get away. And when it moves into, like, the coughing part, it's sore throat in the voice, but the coughing is like you're trying to expel something, you're trying to get something out, get rid of it, right? Like, it's usually, so when you have that force of a cough or a sneeze, let's say, achoo, get out of my nose, or cough, and you try to get it out. It just, you know, sometimes always represent, yes, I get it, it's just a cold and everybody gets cold, but you can go through that process and say, hey, and then actually just imagine like, okay, I'm coughing, getting rid of it, it's gone, get out. Oh, hello? Hello? You have a fine water, she's not on. Hello, Miss Michelle, do I have you? All right. I'm not sure. Oh, I hear again. All right.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. Well, I think you coughed something right out there.
Yeah, I just disappeared. I'm back.
All right. Well, today actually is funny, because it really is about strengthening the connection. And when we decided to talk about this today, and not just about, well, we'll talk about inside connection and outside connection, but the thing that kind of came to me is like, how to not feel alone, because it's really scary when you feel alone. Like things mm-hmm. that are massive and global or even small and internal can seem so much more intense. And the neat thing, because I have to talk about cats, is I never feel alone. I'm often alone and I like being alone, but like in the physical sense, but I never, ever, ever feel alone. I feel connected because, you know, of our show, we get to talk to everybody. But my cats really give that kind of feeling that I have life around me all the time, and it really supports me. And there's such a healing process and a supporting process when you do have a connection with anything and anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, sorry, Karen.
No, I wasn't sure if I lost you again. I'm just kidding, you dog. This is a funny story when I think about this. When I was really little, which is funny thinking about now because I am afraid of bugs, since they're not my favorite thing, I used to love ants, like ant colonies. Like I used to go out in the backyard and just watch them because I'd like to see how they all work together. And they would just really communicate. I couldn't hear them. I'm sure they could hear each other talking. I don't know, an ant language, and at an ant decibel level. But I used to love watching them, how they were such a colony, like a community, and they would pull together. And what they accomplished together was amazing, because you could see one little ant, and he would, like, mm-hmm. struggle with a piece of crumb of something. And then all of a sudden, you know, another ant would come along, and they do it together. And I think that's where there's a few things that I watch about internal and external connection and that feeling of it, anything. But how is it, like, Michelle, with you, how do you feel, like, when you think, oh, I think I'm lonely, like, what could I do? What is it that you do if you ever go through this moment
well,
of feeling
I have,
alone?
Well, I'm kind of like you in the weird way. I really do. I spend a lot of time talking on the phone. But I do. I mean, I have, like, the four people I talk to all the time.
Is that Willie Carter in there?
Oh, of course, Willie Carter. Of course. I call her on repeat. I don't like when she's busy because it's not fair. Because it'd be like, well, you're not allowed to be busy. You need to answer the phone all the time when I want to talk to you. Yes, because she's the most amazing person on the planet. But a really weird thing like that. How am I going to put this? When you're lonely. I don't get lonely that often. I miss people a lot, but I do. I feel like I like being alone because it allows me to be. I mean, I miss people because I don't live around my family, and that's difficult for me. And I would definitely want to see my family a lot more. But I do. I definitely know as a person, I require quite a bit of time alone because. But I like both. I'm either super social or need my recharge time. But I don't. I feel because I have such a strong connection and a strong family and strong friends that I don't feel that alone anymore. And I definitely have before career-wise many, many times. But when you have a team and when you have a partner like us with the show, like that type of stuff has really, like even being, like I loved being in a band. Like a band was so great because it was like you against the world. Yes. It was like everything was awesome. And because I know definitely like, I enjoy working with other people more than, especially when it comes to work. I like working with other people a lot more than working alone. So
I love that you brought up
the band.
Good
thing to find out about myself.
And the band is really cool because what I believe when we talk about what you said, you know, because you feel connected, and this whole topic was really strengthening the connection. When we work in a band, people and most people would understand this. You join a band because you have a common goal, and the common goal is, hey, we all agree that we want to get there. We're all going to feel differently about getting there, but we at least all can work together. We're going to feel connected, and that's what really right away when you have a common goal that strengthens it. And I'm going to turn this inward. If you think about your body, let's even talk about whether it is cancer. Who knows? What happens is the body needs to work together towards a common goal, which is to heal, which is to feel safe, which is to feel good. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like you want to pretend like there's a band members get going on in your body and your lungs want to breathe and get the oxygen so that the oxygen can deliver the blood. You know, it's all these, your brain wants to talk to your gut and there's all these, that's how it's, I think, well, we should play aligned, but the connection is really what you want to work on because you've heard those results about the monks, when they all focus on the goal of healing together and they all get to know, they put all of their focus and their intentions together, that healing process is sped up and it's stronger and it's faster and it's deeper and it's possible.
Well, totally makes sense though. It totally makes sense because we're stronger together. So like last night, my friend and I were actually talking about this. We were talking about communities and religions and all those things. And we're like, for some people, it's not like, you know, communities and religions and all those things are not bad for a lot, because a lot of communities support their own community. So they like everybody inside that group, they have like this micro economy because everyone's supporting each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, and which is really great. And it doesn't mean it has to be your thing, but for some people, like they really, really need that community. And that's really wonderful. We were just talking about how there's so many different ways of being, and that there's, you know, creating a community of like-minded or healers and musicians and artists and all these things. And everybody sort of goes to each other. And that's another sense of creating that community. And so we were just talking about how that's existed since the beginning of time. And then people have sort of separated and been like, all like, oh, no, got to do everything on my own. But now it feels like it's coming back. It's like, well, we need everybody. Like we need our communities, whatever they may be. And you can be a community of three people. It doesn't really matter.
Exactly. Call it a tribe or a community. And the thing, too, with communities is we recognize in another, hey, you're like me. Hey, you do something like, or that I need it. It would work better together. And cultivating the proper relationships to build the community or such like that, what you're saying, which we are going to listen to relationships when we come back. But when you build that relationship, you've related it to somebody else. You've related to something else that's going to work for you, work together, and that strengthens that connection. Because when you step out, remember you just said, oh, I want to work on my own, or which you can, and there's different things, but it's usually because you want to work on your own to get things done and not just be the one that stands out all by yourself. But when you can work together and can build that community, choosing the relationships in your life is going to be what we're going to talk about when we come home. But that is like the key to strengthening the relationship, knowing how to feel good and feel awesome in a relationship.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
The $1 million early bird deadline is this Friday in the Shop for Charity Calendar Sweepstakes supporting the Canadian Breast Cancer Foundation. Be part of this amazing draw for trips, cars, and $1 million cash. Plus, there are draws all year long. $1,000 cash daily, a Transat travel voucher weekly, a new car monthly, and the chance to play for $10 million in our pink ball draw, all for $30. Buy now. Call 1-800-643-1086 or visit sweepstakesforthecure.ca.
No, I don't have time for coaching. When I get into the car, I just want to hear music and drown out my problems. I don't want to talk about it. What? I've never heard of coaching music before. What do you mean coachable moments set to music? Really? In less than 8 minutes, I can listen to a single track and shift my entire mindset and mood? I guess when music is set to the universal frequency of 432 hertz, anything is possible. If you're stuck, stagnant, or need a shift, get your album 8 now at 432shift.com.
Join me, Maggie Chula, on Mondays at noon Eastern for Mastermind with Maggie. Let's work together in a mastermind. We can resolve life's problems and create goals for the future. Build action steps empowering you to create your life in partnership with your divine source of light, your soul. Manifesting your goals can be simple and easy, so come with your problems and leave with a plan. The Akashic Master Teachers and I are waiting to help you.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Oh, God, daydreaming there. I was thinking about what I could do with $1,000 a day because I'm getting a calendar. I'm getting one. It gets cheaper when you buy more. Actually, I do want to just highlight that. The one calendar is $30, but, and you buy more, it gets cheaper and cheaper. You can get it all the way down to $7.50. So I know that I want to shift people, and I know that money can help shift in a lot of ways. I mean, we have to have all the other good stuff with it, but these are just chances, literally. $1,000 a day, Michelle. Oh, my God. Freaking.
Where do they buy the calendars, Lisa?
I'm glad you asked that. Okay. They can call 1-800-949-4103, or easier. Not easier. Maybe not easier. Go online. It's sweepstakesforthecure.ca. Sweepstakesforthecure.ca. And you know what? I love calendars. Usually I get a course of yoga cat calendar, and I will have my yoga cat calendar because I love them. But I have calendars all over the place. I like to see what's going on, and, well, the picture's always pretty. It's a good piece of art. But this kind of calendar, you can actually win, and that's fun, and that's shifting, and that's working together because everybody puts energy together and has this positive, like, anticipation and excitement. I kind of like it.
Yeah, I love calendars. I'm getting some, for sure. I also have to remember what day it is. I never know what day it is, except for Monday.
Yeah, we know when Mondays are, the Monday show shifting. Well, speaking of whether you're going to buy one calendar or lots and to give to your friends and all those things, I'm leading this into relationships. And we are going to play our relationship shifting song. I really love, well, I love all of them. I really love this one, Michelle, because, first of all, it's beautiful. You've done a beautiful job there. But the words that really talk about a relationship and what it means, I really want everybody to hear it and think about who in their lives are, like, where, what category do they fall in? Are they really good for you? Are they really bad for you? Are they healthy? Are they helpful? Are they helping? Do you have a common goal in reaching towards it with them? So, all right, Michelle, are you ready for a relationship?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Relationships. A way you relate to another that supports your highest self and theirs. The union of two that creates opportunities to advance you and them along the path to experience this life. Relationships will serve in many ways and in many different time frames. Being respectful of when the opportunities, the lessons, the growth have been gained. Fulfilling your service with an honorable completion and with gratitude for their service. A well-intended relationship will offer and provide comfort, safety, sharing, learning, and growing. A partnership, a collaboration, a loving cooperative union towards a larger common goal to experience synergy.
I noticed something different about that I've never noticed before. I heard like a tribal drum beat in there.
Yeah, you didn't notice that? There's always been sort of a beat in there.
I really felt it today.
It before.
No, I thought that was actually, it really connected. I really felt that, like, well, clearly for the first time, but meaning that was really cool. I love that you did that. I think that's why putting the music towards is so helpful. Like, it can find a place. You know what's really funny? The word gains, like what you gain in from a relationship. Well, it came up to me because we're doing the million, like building the $1 million you program. And I was like, hey, there's another thing. We want to make sure that these relationships that we have in our lives, and I love it, it says advanced along your path. You have to be advancing along your path. Like, otherwise you're dying. Not dying. I kind of was like philosophical there. But I mean, like, you know, when you have, Michelle, like, have you had relationships and friendships and working, whatever, all those kind of things there, you sit back and you go, it's such a struggle. Like, you often will.
Oh, in the past, you ever sat back and thought? I feel like that's why, like, right now, it's funny because I've had the opposite lately of taking stock. I actually left you a message about this the other day that I was just like, all right, I really like, because I was thinking that I have very positive relationships in my life right now, and everybody, like, I have wonderful family relationships, wonderful marriage, wonderful supportive friends. And I was like, you know what? That's really worth taking stock of, because I absolutely know there's been many, many times in my life that has not been the case. And it's been a huge struggle having difficult relationships. And it was so weird. The other night, I had this dream. I won't get into any details of who it was about, but it was this dream about someone in my work life that caused quite a kerfuffle years ago. And I've kerfuffle, but I've held on. I thought I let it go, but I don't really think clearly. But anyway, in my dream, this is amazing. I saw this person in my dream and I was like, I forgive you. And I felt, and I don't, I mean, I didn't plan on doing this, you know, cause it wasn't a conscious thing. And I woke up and I was like, oh, that means that energy's clear. Like, I felt so good about that. So I was like, because it was, because I had a couple things that happened three very similar scenarios in my music world life that happened back to back. And, you know, I could blame all these people, but the common denominator is me, obviously. So I clearly had something to learn. But for whatever reason, that dream I thought was really powerful, because I get, and then we're talking about relationships right now, because I've really taken stock of everyone in my life right now. And I was like, I really only have loving, supportive people. Like, even three times. One of my friends texts me and says, sends me a picture of this type of, oh, I got this for you for when you come over. Another friend's like, oh, when you come over for dinner, I'm going to make you the best vegan meal ever. Like, and then another friend's like, okay, I made you a snack. Like, you know, my love language is food, obviously. But it was just three people out of nowhere just were like, oh, I got snacks for you at my house. And I know that sounds so silly, but I was like, oh, I love everybody in my life. So I think it's really good sometimes to take stock of the times when it didn't work and then appreciate the times that it is working. And, you know, it may not work again, but at least you're aware of, like, I just feel an immense, like, a pretty extreme amount of love for everybody in my life right now, because I really,
and what you actually,
I have to tell you, I have no negative relationships at the moment.
Well, the fact that you even said, like, right now, or there's, you know, you went through a period where you've noticed that whether certain relationships were repeating in a negative way, but in that relationship shift song, at least we specifically say at different time frames. So you'll go through those and different things will happen. And then I love that you said about taking stock. I think that sometimes we do, we get so, like, we know things aren't going well, but the whole thing about strengthening that connection so that you don't feel, usually you feel alone when you're at odds with somebody, or you feel like somebody's taking advantage of you, or they're just, they're controlling you, so to speak, that you don't get to have that respect, that mutual respect where you get to share what you would want and to see if that common goal even exists. Because sometimes maybe a goal has been achieved or it hasn't been achieved, but you realize that no, our goals actually don't match up. In the beginning, you test the waters. Like, nobody has to commit forever and says, oh my God, from day one, I said that I wanted to have, you know, 10 cats. Well, now I only want 3. I mean, you're allowed to,
you're allowed to change your mind. No, but I think that's a really good point, because it's so easy to, like, I know, like, this subject brings up, this would have been a very weighted subject as many times in my life. And I also think, say in the future, because, you know, we're always learning. People come into our lives to teach us lessons and to be awesome and whatever. Like, that's why we're here with lots of other people. And, I know in the future, probably, because now I have a much stronger radar of basically my people, not my people, because like I can tell, like you can now, I'm not allowed, because I have totally went down that road where you become fast friends with people and then you're like, oh, what have I done? And it's like getting married on the first date. And then next thing you know, you're like, what happened? And I feel now, and I feel now it's not like it, you can tell really, really quickly about if you're listening to yourself. And it, again, when someone's not your person, you're not their person either. So it's really simple. Mm-hmm. It's just like, it's not good or bad at all. It's just like finding the right people that it, and it's like finding your tribe. Cause I do think we kind of, I mean, I absolutely believe we have a soul family from other places. Cause sometimes you just meet someone and you're like, hey, you, I like you. This is happening. You and I were like that. Like we have no reason. We're just like, yep, we're working together. Yep, I like you. And yep. That's, I think that's, and there's no explanation needed. It's just, this is it.
I'm so glad you brought that up. So I have time. I'm going to squeeze a story in really fast. But also about strengthening one's connection. This is huge, actually, huge. I didn't even mean to say this. To strengthen connection, sometimes when you stand up for another person in front of a group, that strengthens the bond between those two people. An example here, when you and I started working together, we'll update everybody. Michelle and I met in a working group, like in a coaching group. And when we decided to work together, our coach at the time, it was really, and almost everybody there was really like, well, you guys should really still do your own thing if you want to collaborate on a project or so. And so the fact that I stood up and said, no, I want to work with Michelle, this is what we're doing, and then Michelle stood up and she said, no, I want to work, that strengthened the connection. Our common goal became so strong and stood up for. And I think that's something that if you cannot hear your own voice and you're being drowned out by the people who don't believe in you or the common goal, it's very important to make sure that you strengthen your connection within and then the people who do align with you, because that is what's going to take you to that goal, to like to achieve the goal. I just remembered that.
And you know what? It's so true. And you know, when you're like in a group, like I've definitely noticed this getting older, but I realize everyone I'm around, when we talk about another person, 99%, it's usually talking, that girl, that person's awesome. You got to meet that person. They're amazing. And it's all the gossip is positive now. It's not even like, it's all, which definitely been there a billion times with people, but it's just so nice. Like I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, everybody I talk to, everyone's championing everybody else. Everybody wants everybody to meet. It's very exciting. It's very good. I like it.
Yes. I know. Okay. When we come back, that's exactly about boosting the connection. We're talking about that when we come back. Yay.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
The $1 million early bird deadline is this Friday in the Shop for Charity calendar sweepstakes supporting the Canadian Breast Cancer Foundation. Be part of this amazing draw for trips, cars, and $1 million cash. Plus, there are draws all year long. $1,000 cash daily, a Transat travel voucher weekly, a new car monthly, and the chance to play for $10 million in our pink ball draw, all for $30. Buy now. Call 1-800-643-1086 or visit sweepstakesforthecure.ca.
Every Tuesday on Living with Moxie, join Shefali Burns and Donna Martouge in conversations designed to take you to the next level, where we highlight ideas, resources, and strategies that provide you with the leverage you require to meet and exceed your business and personal goals. Each week on Living with Moxie, we will lead conversations related to success, achievement, fulfillment, and extraordinary, vibrant living. Are you ready to live with Moxie? Join us.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
I know the commercials for a yucky thing, but I so love that commercial. Gyrating.
I think it's so funny that you said that. I think it's so funny. It makes me laugh every time. I like the sweepstakes commercials. I like all the commercials. They always make me happy.
I know. There's a bad one to jump in and go, don't eat it. I'm going to save you. Okay, so there you go. All right, but really cool thing. I'm so glad you brought up gossip. This is massive. I was thinking about this during the commercial, too. The commercial is so good, they distract me. But, okay, so gossip, what I was thinking about is gossip actually isolates you. And not in a good way. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people want to shine and stand out. And there's a really cool thing I want to talk about that. But when I think of what you said about gossip, I remember once I gossiped, and it was horrible. I was talking to my mom, and it was about my brother-in-law. And do you know that I was saying some stuff because I was probably venting or whatever. And you know that I hung up the phone. I actually felt so sick and upset about it. I started crying, and I called my mom right back. And then I apologized to her for saying such horrible things and bringing her vibration down. And then I wanted to apologize for my... You know, but anyways, it was just like this such, like it really truly, it did not strengthen my connection. When I gossiped, I isolated myself. And I was also trying to isolate another person, like with my mom, like come here with me and this bad gossipy group. And I think that's why Dreamscape. Oh, yeah. Go.
No, just what you're saying about gossip. I think sometimes, because I mean, I am definitely gossiped and I've been around gossiping many, many times. But I think sometimes, especially when I was younger, and I can think of one, a couple of people, like you bond in your gossip, you know? So that,
yes.
Some people are like, oh, okay, well, if we're bonding, I mean, I remember early on, like as a young teenager, it was constantly like this triangulating of friends and you gossip with one to get, like, it was all crazy. And I think that's really, really common with teenage girls, absolutely.
Creating your alliances.
And it's not, but it just can become, so I, like, in one way, I'm outrageously paranoid constantly and my phone being tapped, but it keeps me honest. Like, I think it's kind of, it's really funny. But I've always been quite honest in my life, as anyone that listens to this show knows. But it is nice, though. I've definitely noticed it's very nice getting older and noticing, especially maybe it's also the people I hang out with. But the gossip is not a big, but usually when people are talking about people, they're saying great things. So that's a really nice, because that absolutely has not always been the case in my life. So it's nice.
Well, I love that you actually just wrapped up beautifully when you said people can bond in the gossip. And the cool thing about that, if I could extend that now, if we really know that and we go into that, what it says, if you bond in your gossip, then be really sure what your gossip is, what vibration it is, what it holds, because you are making that bond stronger, that connection, which is a bond, right? Mm-hmm. You're connecting in your gossip. So you want to make sure, is it a strong strengthening the connection bond, or is it a weakening? And if it's negative, it's weakening. And I know that
if it's negative, it's always not. It's always not good. It's negative.
It's always not, exactly right. It's not good. So when we listen to Dreamscape, the way you sang this is so. Oh my gosh! I can't wait for everybody to hear this right now, because it really, for me, it actually put, when I listen to Dreamscape, it goes through my body, and I find it actually highlights the places that don't feel good, that are weak spots, so that I know it needs attention and love. It needs to be more. You know, it needs to have the strength and the connection. So thank you for doing Dreamscape. I'm so excited to hear it.
Oh, yay. I need to hear it again, too.
I feel alive.
What did you think of that? How, what were you feeling that?
Me? I smile when I think about it because my dad actually, you know, the flute at the beginning, my dad made that flute. And so it's just, it sounds so pretty. He's so talented. He's a magical, he's like a magical elf.
He makes so much. He's
the elf. Anyway, just when I was listening to it and I was like, oh, he made that. That's so awesome. And I love living my dream. I just like hearing living my dream. What about you?
Okay, I love that you said that. Oh my gosh, living my dream because that's a goal. And the whole time I started seeing a connection is mm-hmm. common gold, which is a dream. Like,
yeah.
Buy a calendar and win the money. Win the free cake. but it really is, though. I think that's what, when we, the connect, you never feel alone if you're connected to your dream. Because you'll find, mm-hmm. if you have the vision, if you have the dream, and you have that goal, the people will feel that, like, just bouncing out of you. Mm-hmm. And then that connection strengthens, and that's how you never feel alone. So please, I hope everybody can remember or create or connect or find a dream, like, just a goal, anything. It can be so small, just a tiny, tiny little one to a big, massive one.
And you also don't feel alone when you have people that you can, I mean, ideally we would all have one person. And one way I was thinking about this, the internet has really, really helped this because say you're going through something, it could be anything. It's just, you know, you could be a health issue. It could be, I mean, you could name anything. Now, because of the real huge benefit of the internet, you can go literally find forums of anything. And then there's people that are going through the same thing you are, and you can read their stories or connect with them. And I just know that personally, if I was going through something that nobody I knew that really could understand, I could go find out that there's quite a bit out there now. There's a lot of resources to connect with people in ways that maybe we thought that we couldn't before. And, because not everybody does have a strong family bond or best friends. Like, we're aware of that, that's true. Like, you know, not everybody has that. And it's not about having 1,000 friends. I mean, I'd rather have 2 really good friends than 1,000 acquaintances. But it's just, you can find people that can support you, whatever you're going through. And I mean, we aren't alone. We're on this planet with billions of people. There's got to be someone that understands us. And I do think reaching out now, like, I noticed just for myself, like, you can find, you know, look at Google now. Anything you want to find out, you Google it. You can do the same about finding connections as well. And especially when you find people with common goals, common interests, common, like I said to my friend the other day, we were talking, I can't remember what we were talking about. And then she said, well, yeah, you know, we all hang around with a lot of artists. And I was like, oh, that's really true. Like, I realized most of my world is that. Like, everyone's an actor, musician. Like, that's just how it is. So you can find, I think when you find people that share a similar dream too, like you said, with the monks, it helps make that solidify all that much more too.
And I love when you're saying about how, you know, so you're going through something and you think, oh, you know what, nobody in my immediate circle, or I can't think of anybody, or maybe it's a private thing. You just don't want to share it. You want to go and have support, but
totally.
You know, keep anonymous. The cool thing about that is what you just brought up is, you said about, oh goodness, I can't remember what, but I made me think about lending a hand and being of service. And no, it doesn't have to be so extreme. Like, if you're feeling pretty, you know, disconnected or needing something yourself, but if you can lend a hand and you pop onto one of those forums, or you make a comment or like something and give some, you know, you're, when you hit like on something that's really positive stuff, you're just strengthening that person who put that up. So you're lending a hand, you're being of service, and you're saying, you're giving them a little bit of feedback, a little bit of food, a little bit of support and encouragement to continue doing this. And that again strengthens the connection. I was watching, I didn't get to watch the whole thing, so it's a little bit of a little like stepped into the show quickly and out again. It was David Suzuki. It's The Nature of Things. I love that show. And
I love that show too.
So, and the timing of what this was, really incredible. In fact, I'm so glad that I saw this part. They were doing studies with babies at first and then into children, and in certain countries, we have different beliefs about connection and community. So here's an interesting thing they shared.
Yeah.
In some countries, they look at it, if you do something and stand out from your group, from the crowd, from the community, from the culture. It's actually a negative thing, so you are sly about it. So even if it's a good thing that you did, you picked up garbage, you helped somebody across the street or something, but if it made you look better than somebody else, it's actually was you were being removed. You were removing yourself from the group and saying, I'm different, I'm better, I'm this or that. So it's actually shunned upon, whereas in other communities or groups or circles, we are striving to be, look at me, look what I did. I need an accolade, I need validation, which on both sides, it's amazing they each have their place, but isn't it interesting how when you want to shine in one, in some areas, in some beliefs, or even, I can even say this, in siblings. Like, I remember if I got, straight A's and my sister didn't, I didn't want my parents to praise me extra because I didn't want to make her feel bad. So we can dim our light down too at times.
You're so sweet. I'm just thinking I was the total opposite. I'd be like, in your face, Chris. Like, that's just how we are.
I probably thought she was going to beat me up or she was all upset. No.
No, but you, all your stories are all about, like, why can't everyone just get along? It's so cute.
I live in Pokeroo land. No?
It's very Pokeroo.
But I think that's a really interesting, when I heard that and saw that, that we can look at, see, when I think of connection, you think, oh, we're all together, all equal. But there's at times I definitely wanted, like, we have a radio show. Not everybody does a radio show, but we wanted to because we have certain things that we want our ideas, our community spirit to stand out, to show up and say those things. And I think that's, we feel
awful. We like talking and we like sharing.
Yes. And I think I would feel horrible if that was something that made me feel bad, thinking, oh, I have this radio show and I can't tell anybody about it. It is not commercial. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
It is.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
The $1 million early bird deadline is this Friday in the Shop for Charity calendar sweepstakes supporting the Canadian Breast Cancer Foundation. Be part of this amazing draw for trips, cars, and $1 million cash. Plus, there are draws all year long. $1,000 cash daily, a Transat travel voucher weekly, a new car monthly, and the chance to play for $10 million in our pink ball draw, all for $30. Buy now. Call 1-800-643-1086 or visit sweepstakesforthecure.ca.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Again, with a cat commercial, I haven't even thought about it.
It's so cute.
Well, you know what? Today is very windy where we had our first snowfall. Oh, we had a couple flakes yesterday, but we do have actually a little bit of on the ground today. And so windy, like it's brutal windy. It's the kind of wind where you kind of feel all disheveled just thinking about going out. Well, I have to get cat food.
Wind.
Not that I'm out, because I would never be out of cat food for my cats. However, they're not loving the food they have, so I need to get them some variety. And I really was thinking, I wonder if I could order it to be delivered. And then when that commercial came on,
absolutely.
Egg rolls and she was
Well, definitely in LA, you can order anything. Believe me, Ben and I do it all the time, even though we live like two blocks from anything. But we're like, I have a friend who does, or she orders all her groceries and all that stuff. So you can totally do that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yes, well, the grocery gateway they do here, it just gets to order. It could be like in a day or two, but I thought, no. Anyways, it was just really funny because he was like, ordering the vehicle. What I really, really was thinking about was on the suite, when you get your calendar, there literally is a way to win every single day. But what caught me there was there's a car, like there's trucks, cars, vehicles. You could win at so many chances to win the vehicles. And I thought, even though I love my car, like I do love her, I kind of do need a new one too. So again, I have to just bring up the calendar. So if anybody, seriously, it's $30 for one calendar, but as you buy even just two, it's now 20 and three, you know, well, 10 is 10 calendars end up being $10 each. It goes cheaper and cheaper all the way down. But I want everybody just, I'm going to give them the address. So it's sweepstakesforthecure.ca. And it's such a, you can push the calendar and see all the ways to win. And really, I'm doing this for Christmas presents for everybody because it's really affordable, but I love that it's strengthening the connection for somebody else to win and get money and trips and cars and all those kind of things.
And it supports a good cause, so it's double whammy.
It's all good for the gift, all the way around. Yes,
well, the good news is we're both getting each other the same thing. So when you open it, it's like, yay, a calendar, because I was going to get you a calendar, too.
So we're giving. And we'll always do it.
The giving. I think that's important. I need a calendar in every room. I'm always like, what's today? So funny.
With our big topic about strengthening the connection and everything, because that was the big thing, how to not feel alone, how to boost the results of your intentions, and how to achieve bigger changes. That was what I wanted to touch on, how to achieve bigger changes. And when we feel, I kind of was bringing it back to inside of ourselves. You had said something yesterday, and I loved it. You said, everything's on the external, but really, I said, this is an inside job. You said that yesterday.
Yeah,
this is an inside job.
Mom. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I ripped that off Willie Carter. So just she gets the credit for that because she had said that because it's true. It's really, really, really true, though. It's internal. Our external world is a direct reflection of what's going on inside. And that's why I said earlier in the show, like, I could look and blame all these people, but I had attracted three very similar situations. So I'm like, okay, well, they could all be evil, or I could really have something that I have to focus on and heal. And I think that it is internal. So even the people we attract, I realized that yesterday too. Did I figure out what?
Did you figure out what it was? Did you figure out what it was?
To a degree, I mean, I think it boils down to, and it also, this is years ago, but it could be value. It could also be, there's always an element of timing that plays a role too, but personal value and like how, I mean, you know, we talked about this yesterday that we can attract, it's like so good at attracting one thing and then the other thing we aren't very good at doing. But if we use the same principle of how we are really good, like say it's like manifesting something physical and you're like, I'm really good at manifesting anything physical, but when it comes to money or something, I'm just using that as an example. But if you use that same energy, but it all boils down to what's going on inside, because I think the people in our life reflect that too. And yesterday when I was taking stock of my life and everybody in it, I was like, yeah, well, that's pretty good then. That's like, because there's not big thorns in my side of people right now at all. Everything's, I'm like, hey, I like them. That's a good project. This is great. Love that. Show's excellent. And I was like, when you step back, that maybe you have one little thing that might not be working out, and then you're focusing so much on like, oh, it's the end of the world because that's not working out. But then you look, oh, but look at all this other stuff. Look at the 90% of that is working out. I do think it all comes from inside, though, and that's why we do what we do, and that's why we talk about this show. We talk about these little shifts all the time because, you know, it is our outside life is a direct reflection of how we feel about ourselves.
I love that you said about shifting the energy, because what I heard when you said that was So yeah, like you said, I say I'm really good at manifesting, you know, cat food. I don't know. It could be whatever. And I'm like, but I feel really good about it. It could be whatever. It could be big. It could be little. It could be silly or not. But if I take that energy that I have and I believe that value about myself towards it, that one thing, mm-hmm. or say you're really good in school and just math, but you stink in geography. Using that because it was so mean. And I'm like, you know what? And then I start believing my value that I'm only good at this area, but not the other. But I love what you said. If mm-hmm. I were to take that energy and say, you know what? Take that energy. Take it. Like, bundle it up. I'm great at manifesting cat food. I'm good at math. Just keep a focus on that energy. Shift it and put it towards, it's possible. What's possible? It's possible that I could learn geography. It's possible that I could. We hate to say that word, too.
No, but you're exactly right. Sorry, carry on. Just got excited.
I just was going to say, because it's really funny, is that I felt that I was so bad at geography that I actually couldn't say it properly, because in French, you go, I used to say geography. But we develop all these stories about in our heads, and that we shift that energy that we're not connecting to it anymore. But back to what you said about value. Yes, you can say that. I wanted you to say that about the value.
Well, I was just going to what I was going to say is, too, like, just because also, too, say you're not good at something, and you know, you could become, if you want to become good at geography, you'll become it, because you can figure out how to do anything. But also sometimes, like say in business, you're like, I'm really good at creating the product, but I'm not good at selling the product. You can find, if you change that inner dialogue, it doesn't mean you have to become the salesperson. It means you'll find the salesperson. And that has to do with the connection. Mm-hmm. So this internal thing that goes on, and then you start to find you don't have to be a one-man band. And because I know I went through stages where it's just like, you know, I'm hitting the drums with my foot and I'm playing like banjo and the tambourine on my hat and trying to do everything, but I'm not doing anything that well. And so it's like, it's way better when you find the right. Yeah, because we don't have to. If you want to be a one-man band, that's awesome. Do it. There's some people that are great at it. But if it's not your thing, you can find your tribe. You can find the people that are good at what you're not good at. And it doesn't, that makes your genius shine. Instead of it being like, oh, well, I have a whole bunch of watered down talents. It's like, no, you're awesome at this. I'm awesome at this. I suck at that you're good at. I mean, you and I have totally went through that. And that's where really strong relationships, marriages, friendships, everything is when we lift each other up, but it doesn't mean we're all good at the same things. Like that's, sometimes we're good at total opposite things, and that's what makes it good.
I want to hear totally what you're saying there is when we go back to how to achieve those bigger changes, as I hear, focus. Because what I love, I actually pictured like a little monkey doing that with his little foot tapping on a drum and playing the banjo and a ding-a-ling over here, a triangle. But you're right, because if we didn't focus and it's all watered down, perfect, I love that you said that, watered down, then we're not good at anything. And then when we are really good at, you know, doing the drums, we can let somebody else who's really good at the banjo do the banjo. And
yeah,
everybody
absolutely.
Shines. That's what's strengthening the connection. I love that. That's exactly what
absolutely.
That's about.
Absolutely, it's every element. It's because we are on this planet with other people. You can't escape relationships. Because even if say you never left your apartment, you had no friends, chances are you have to get food somehow. You have to talk to a person at some point. So everything we do really does come down to relationships. And the thing is, your people hire you, your people marry you, your people are your best friends. Like it matters to have a good connection with you. And that relationship starts with yourself too. So we could do multiple,
and you know what,
multiple shows on this subject.
I know. What I love about, what I'm hearing so much is that, I was going to highlight focus, but really when we're talking about any kind of strength and connection, just find that one place that you are not alone, that you are connected to even yourself inside somewhere and connecting to the outside thing. Focus on what you really, really feel good about to strengthen your connection so that other people can strengthen theirs. And then all together we become that community, that tribe, and we will grow and we will allow it to shine. And that's how you not feel alone. That's how you, you know, continue to build up the planet as opposed to break it down. And I love the whole thing about with Dreamscape of loving your dream, living your dream, being the dream. And I think those are the things that as we are being sponsored right now from the Canadian Breast Cancer Foundation, is that those people, anybody going through anything, we all want a cure for something. We want to be better and feel better at something, and we want to extend that and support other people in that. So I love that. I love that this show specifically about strengthening the connection is everything to do with that's uplifting and healing and connecting.
Absolutely. All about uplifting and connecting. I love it.
And value. Oh, my goodness, because the value of everything is everything. You know what? You can win $1,000 a day, but if you're grumpy, then it's just not even like a fun value. You know, I want to win $1,000 a day because I'm really happy. I want to buy lots of cat food.
You probably buy lots of cats, too. You'll adopt every cat in southern Ontario.
So everybody, hope you enjoyed this show. I want to send them one more time to go online to get the calendars, sweepstakesforthecure.ca. And we always love to hear from you. So we are 432shift.ca, and we love to see you on both places.
.com.
So check us out. Oh, we're .com.
432shift.com.
Oh,
thanks everybody for listening.